This is Al Simpson. The tax cut for the middle class is the latest casualty on Bill Clinton's long list of campaign promises. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, in Clinton's attempt to seduce the middle class vote during the election, he artfully convinced them that he could gear them up with universal health care, put all their kids through college, and cut the budget deficit in half, all of this in a half a cup of coffee and a tax cut, too. Ted, after swallowing a heavy dose of reality, Bill Clinton has carefully backed away from the campaign pledge to cut middle-class taxes. Clinton's excuse is that OMB's deficit projections were too low. Hogwash. The middle-class tax cut was a pipe dream all along, and it's now very clear that the numbers Clinton cooked up were used during the campaign for only one purpose, to fog one over the poor middle-class voters. Ted, Bill Clinton's primrose path is getting more thorns along the way every day. Ouch.
Now, whatever happens to the middle-class tax cut, you can be sure of one thing. President Clinton still stands for the middle class. He'll never revert to the discredited Republican philosophy of trickle-down economics and tax cuts only for the wealthy. Besides, Al, you ignored the reason for the problem. As his final parting shot at the Clinton administration, Richard Darman, the Bush administration's budget director, admitted that the budget deficit in 1997 would be $68 billion higher than he said it would be last July, as the presidential campaign was hitting high gear. Even that revised estimate didn't come clean, Al. When you eliminate its phony assumptions about domestic spending and defense, the real deficit is $170 billion higher. You can't blame President Clinton, Al. He's inheriting a budget nightmare, much worse than the Bush administration admitted. The middle class isn't about to blame Bill Clinton for that. Al Simpson and I would like to face off on topics our listeners suggest. Just send your suggestion to the station. I'm Ted Kennedy on the Mutual Broadcasting System.